The following shiur has been presented by Harif Chaim Wegschlita, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad, Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yevamis Daf Samach Dalet. The Mishnah says, Nosa Isha, a person who got married, Vishah Ima, and he lived with her, Esar Shonim, for 10 years, V'lo Yolda, and they did not have children, Eina Rishai Levatel, he may not be Mevatel himself from the hishtadlus of Piri V'Rivia any further, and therefore Rashi explains, Elo Oyi Garshena, either he has to divorce her, Oyiso Acheres Ima, or else he must take a second wife. The Gemara says that Afal Pish Ein Rayaldover, even though there is not a true Raya to the shear of 10 years from the following Pasuk, Zeicher L'Dover, there is a Zeicher, there is a Remez from the Pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, that the Torah says, Vatikach Sarai Eishes Avram is Hagar HaMitzvah Shev Chasa, that Sarai married off Hagar to Avram Avinu, Miketz Eser Shonim L'Sheves Avram Be'eretz Kenan, after Avram lived for 10 years in Eretz Kenan. So we see the Torah tells us the date that Avram married Hagar was after 10 years of living in Eretz Kenan. From there is a Zecher, Zok the Gemara, to the Shir of 10 years. I, L'chaira, Avram Avinu was married to Sarah for many years before they came to Eretz Canaan. So, Vos Epis, Avram Avinu married Hagar Dafka after 10 years in Eretz Canaan. In other words, if the 10 years is written in Torah in order to be meramis to us as a zecher to this halacha, that's the shear of how long may one stay married before they look into other options of Piri V'Rivia. So how Avraham Avinu was avad and married much more than 10 years? So of them, Zok the Gemara, l'lamedcha, to teach us she'ein yeshivas chutz la'aretz oy l'loy min ha'minin, that the years of living in chutz la'aretz, the years that Avraham Avinu lived in chutz la'aretz before he moved to Eretz Yisrael, those years do not count. The clock started ticking from when Avraham Avinu moved to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Pashup Shah in the Gemara is that therefore we see the shear of 10 years from the story of Avram with Hagar. Now, there are three Mahalchim in the Rishonim, how to learn our Gemara. And the three Mahalchim in the Rishonim will have Nafgaminis, number one, Halacha L'maisa. And second of all, there are Nafgaminis, how to learn the Psukim in Parashas Lech Lecha and the story of Avraham Avinu's life. Rashi, over here in the Gemara, seems to indicate that time spent in Chutz La'aretz is not Oyle Klal to the shear of 10 years. Rashi says, L'lamedcha she'en yeshivas Chutz La'aretz Oyle, that it teaches you over here not only the shear of 10 years, but there's an additional halacha which seems to be halacha l'maisa, she'ein yeshivas chutz la'aretz oyloi, that the time living in Eretz Yisrael does not count. Vilma mishum avoyin chutz la'aretz heimakurim, because we can assume that the reason why they were ukar is because of the avera of living in chutz la'aretz, and therefore time lived in chutz la'aretz does not count. The mashmoyis of Rashi is that even if one is living in Chutz La'aretz 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 years, kol zman a person is living in Chutz La'aretz, this halacha does not apply. Because kol zman the person is living in Chutz La'aretz, we can be toile that the reason why they're not having children is because of the avera of Chutz La'aretz. And the Rosh brings such a mahalach from a yesh roitzim leimar. There are those who want to say such a pshat. And l'maisa, there are g'dele achreinim who learn, sorry, g'dele rishenim who learn that this halacha is not negeya klal uklal in chutz la'aretz, because kol zman they do not have children in chutz la'aretz, we can assume it was that's the avera of living in chutz la'aretz which is making the problem, and that is the shita of the Ravon, the Ravyo, the Smag, and Tosfos, as is brought down in Agos Minus, Perek Tezvov, Mehilchas Yishus. And this also is the Shita of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that this halacha of 10 years is not noyeg in chutz la'aretz klal u'klal. That's the first mahalach. The second mahalach is the shita of the Ramban, both the Ramban and Chidushim, and the Ramban and Chumash, and the Ramban is quoted in the Torah. The Ramban learns that this halacha, the Ein Yeshivas Chutz La'aretz, is Eile, is dafka if they now want to move to Eretz Yisrael. That if a person lived in Chutz La'aretz, and now he goes ahead and moves to Eretz Yisrael, so then we're willing to restart the clock. And we're willing to assume that the reason why he did not have children so far was because of the Aveira living in Chutz La'aretz. But to go ahead and to say, well, he lives in Chutz La'aretz, that's why he's not having children, when we see that there are so many people in Chutz La'aretz who do have children, Rav Rubei people live in Chutz La'aretz do have children. We now have one punk individual who does not have children, so we are not going to go ahead and be tailor that in the way of living in Chutz La'aretz. The only thing which we will do is, we will give him the opportunity to move to Eretz Yisrael if he does not want to divorce his wife. And that's what the Ramban says in Chumash. Ukvar toba gam came in ha'mefarshim toas acheres. There are those who made another mistake. She'amru she'en din ha'yeshe b'chutz la'aretz l'hoisiyah isha she'shosa imay es ha'shonim la'yolda v'loy she'yiso acheres. That this halacha does not apply in Chutz La'aretz. Zok the Ramban ve'en ha'inyin kein. It's not true. Avla kavona loymar shem hoya odim ishtay b'chutz la'aretz chamesh es ha'shonim. If somebody lived with his wife in Chutz La'aretz 5 or 10 years, ubol Eretz Yisrael, and now they come to Eretz Yisrael, shenoyslem zman es hashanim es biyosam la'aretz, ulai bischus aretz yibdim. Maybe they will have children in the schus of living in Eretz Yisrael. V'chein also Avram v'sara manu me'es boyam sham. In fact, the Ramban is really a different kinesh than Rashi. Rashi said maybe the aveir of Chutz La'aretz is geirim. The Ramban says that maybe the schus of Eretz Yisrael will help. We don't assume min astam that it's the aveir of Chutz La'aretz being geirim. Many people live in Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz and they have mishpachas baruch Hashem. So therefore, and to go ahead like the Rosh says and push off a mitzvah because of this type of svara ru'ua, this type of weak svara to the vatal of mitzvah, say avada, we're not going to be toilah the chesaron in living in Chutz La'aretz, but rather what we're going to do is we're going to hope that the chus of living in Eretz Yisrael will help, and therefore we'll restart the clock once they move to Eretz Yisrael. So that's the first malach and the second malach. The first malach is that the time that in Chutz La'aretz halacha is not negea. In the second malach is that we give them the opportunity now to move to Eretz Yisrael. The third mahalach, which really Rashi and Chumash already says this mahalach, Rashi learns that this halacha of 10 years was a special kula from Avraham Avinu. Rashi says, Magachain Shivas Chuslar's Oilam and Aminion, Lefishulay Nemar Loi Veskola Goy Godol Achabol Eretz Yisrael. Because Avraham Avinu was not told the Eschol HaGadol until he moved to Eretz Yisrael. And since he was not told the Eschol HaGadol until he moved to Eretz Yisrael, so therefore they started the clock from the Eschol HaGadol, from when Avraham Avinu was told the Eschol HaGadol. Time spent married before that Havtacha does not count towards the Cheshbon. The Rosh says a different mahalach, that which the halacha is the same, that this halacha was a halacha which is only gezakt to Avraham Avinu. Why? In other words, that the time of Chutz La'aretz doesn't count. He says why? Because the Gemara goes on to say, and that's really the hemshich of the Gemara according to the Rosh. The Rosh says, "Lilamedcha she'ein yeshivas Chutz La'aretz oyla loy ben aminyan." Loy, according to the Rosh, is referred to Avraham Avinu. Lefika cholahu oisha cholsehi, if he is sick or she is sick, oishtam chavushan beisu asurim, or they're in jail, in oilam loy min aminyan, these time periods do not count. The Ran learns, the reason why these time periods do not count is, because since they're not living together, kederach ish ve'ishtoi, in those circumstances, so therefore, these time periods don't count. And the Ran holds that if they were to be living with each other, kederach ish ve'ishtoi, even though he's sick or she's sick or they're in jail, avad, the time would count. However, the Rosh learns, not like that. The Rosh learns that even if they're living together, Kederach Ish V'Ishtai, it still does not count. And the reason the Rosh says is because we know that the Eivishta has some sort of cheshbon against them. That since he's sick and she's sick, which is something which is unusual, so obviously the Eivishta, there's some Yigrei Machet, there's some cheshbon of the Rebbeinu Shloim, which is making them him sick, her sick, or putting them in jail. And therefore, the assumption is that since there's some sort of taina against them in Hashemayim, so maybe that taina is also being goyim, the akras is also being goyim, this that they do not have children. And even when she's sick, so I guess you have to say that since it's difficult to have a wife who is sick, so for whatever cheshmer, he has a wife who is sick, so therefore, maybe that's why he's not being zeicha to have children, he's not being zeicha to be mekayim, the mitzvah of Piri Verivya. But we assume that there is some sort of chet, and since we assume there's some sort of chet, so therefore we do not force them to get divorced. We do not force them to give a get. And the tzushtel to Avraham Avinu, Zot the Rosh, is that Avraham Avinu did a chet by not going to Eretz Yisrael. And here the Rosh says, Mamash Amoyer Dikazach, Zok the Rosh, we know from Seder Olam that Avraham Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael before he turned 75 years old. The Pasuk says in Parashas Lech Lecha that when Avraham Avinu was 75 years old, he left with Sarah, with Lot, with the Nefesh also B'Charan, and they traveled to Eretz Yisrael. The Shaila is that in Parashas Bo'i, when Klal Yisrael leaves Eretz Yisrael, the Torah tells us that, leaves Eretz Mitzrayim, the Torah tells us that Umoisha b'nei Yisrael, asher yoshu Mitzrayim, shloishim shana v'arba meyaz shana. That it was 430 years. Vayhi miket shloishim shana v'arba meyaz shana, vayhi be'etzim ha'yayim hazeh, yotzu kol tzivayis Hashem me'eretz Mitzrayim. There's a cheshbon of Yetzias Mitzrayim being after 430 years. The problem is, then the Brisbane Absarim, the Rebbeinu Shleim told Avraham Avinu, ki ger yez aracha, be'eretz lo Elohem, arba meyaz shana. That the Brisbane Absarim took, it says that the Avodim V'inu Oysam, Ger Yezaracha Be'eretz Lo Elohem, will be 400 years. How do we shtim the 400 with the Cheshbin of 430? So Rashi brings from Seder Olam that the 400 Taisus and Shabbos also brings a Seder Olam, the Ramban brings it also in Parshas Bo'i, that the 430 years count for the Brisbane Absarim. That 430 years count from Rizban Absarim, the 400 years count from Leidas Yitzchak, which means that if Leidas Yitzchak was when Avraham Avinu was 100 years old, so the Rizban Absarim took place when Avraham Avinu was 70 years old. Now, the Rizban Absarim took place in Eretz Yisrael. The Torah says, Nosatias Eretz Hazais. The Eibusha told Avraham Avinu, I'm going to give you this land. That means the Rizban Absarim took place in Eretz Yisrael when Avraham Avinu was 70 years old. Yet we find that the Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu moved to Eretz Yisrael when he was 75 years old. How do these two Zachen shtim? Zok to say that Avraham Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael when he was 70 years old. Then Avraham Avinu hoyu b'shosh nedabri imay ben Absarim ben shivim shana, zok to say derelam. Avraham Avinu was 70 years old. Shneimer vayhi miketz shloishim shana v'abomei yeshana yotzu kol tzivayis Hashem eretz Mitzrayim. Chozal l'charon, Avraham Avinu went back to Charon, v'osar sham chamei shanim. He lived in Charon for 5 years. Shneimer v'avram ben chamei shanim v'shivim shana b'tzeisai mecharon. That Avraham was 75 years old when he left Charon. And the pshat was, the year inyan akos of leimar ki betseisay mecharon eretz meilatoy shaloi chazar ve'ro oid beis aviv hayeshiv mechacham eshanim. That Avraham Avinu was 75 years old when he left Haran and never came back, but Avraham Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael earlier when he was 70 years old. Zok the Rosh amir dekachidish that the pasuk when Avshem said to Avraham Avinu lech lecha el artzcha ve'el meilatcha, that was on round one. That was before the Brisbane Absarim. And Avraham Avinu went to Eretz Yisrael, and the lashon of the Rosh was that he was nisatzel. He did not bring his whole mishpacha right away. He went. He came back. He was lazy. He didn't go right away. Even eventually, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he went back to Haran. He did not stay in Eretz Yisrael. Zok the Rosh, what's the cheshbon? Because he was 70 when he came to Eretz Yisrael, and the Rosh Nemzon that this that he went to Eretz Yisrael when he was 70 was not miritzayin atznai, but that was a response. It was after the Rebbeinu Shleim told him lechacha, and he went back, and then he came a second time, and he did not do the Dvar Hashem properly. And therefore, Avraham Avinu was Taila, this that didn't have children, that he was nis'atzel v'dvar ha'mokim, that he was nis'atzel for the Dvar Hashem, and that is why Avraham Avinu assumed that he didn't have children, and that's the hemshech l'ficha cholahu cholahi ha'yu beis ha'asur, that the same way that Avraham Avinu assumed that that it was machmas, this specific avera that didn't have children, so too, in future days, if a person is cholahi, we can assume that the not having children has to do with an Avera, the same Avera which has been going in the Chayli, and therefore he does not have to divorce his wife. He can assume that the reason why he's not having children is not because there's a Chasaron that she's not Roy to have children, but rather we assume that the Chasaron is Machmas Achet. Al Kolponim, what's coming out is three Mahalchim. The first mahalach is the Shitas HaRosh, which holds that moving to Eretz Yisrael will not help. Even if a person moves to Eretz Yisrael, we have no makar to say that the Schus of Eretz Yisrael will help them out. The second mahalach is mahalach of the Ramban, who holds that if he stays in Chutz La'aretz, he has to divorce his wife. But if he moves to Eretz Yisrael, he can reset the clock. And we have the Shita of the Rishonim mentioned earlier, that even if a person stays in Chutz La'aretz, Kol Zman he lives in Chutz La'aretz, we could assume that's the veir of Chutz La'aretz, which is being meinea him from having children. And even if he stays in Chutz La'aretz, he would not have to divorce his wife.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.